So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's issued a final ruling on what they call the adaptive driving beam headlights.
Okay.
So here's the robot guy from the internet explaining what it means, okay?
Listen up, America. Adaptive driving beams are finally going to become legal. The system uses cameras and sensors to pick out other cars on the road. In a way, your brights never fully turn off. They only dim their beam in the select spots necessary so as not to blind other drivers.
Why is the internet robot guy always in some weird room where there's like a DJ spinning like trip hop behind them? What is that about?
I like when he starts like this.
Listen up, America.
Listen up, America.
Listen up. If you want to be a patriot, pay attention to what it is that I'm saying.
So basically saying there's going to be fancy new headlights, and it makes me wonder what's going to happen to high beams, because I've always been very cautious about the high beams, because
yes.
You know how I feel about them.
I do. My car actually has adaptive high beams.
Really?
At first, I thought the car was broken when I first bought it. But yeah, it has it, and they actually work really, really good. If you leave I tend to leave it off because I want to control that. Most of the times I don't need the high beams. Like if you got LED or whatever, you know, headlights, they're pretty bright anyway. So you don't really need the high beams, but they do work.
But the thing about the high beams is that, I mean, sure, they're meant to so you to see better while you're driving.
Right. That would be the whole, you know, part of that. But you believe there's other messaging involved.
Oh, 100%. Like there's a whole like different reason why you use high beams. And I looked on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Do you know what they call it?
What?
Your optical horn. It is your optical horn to warn people of things. Now, you have to be cautious because it depending on what state you're in.
Yeah.
If you flash your high beams to let somebody know that. Maybe there's a speed trap ahead, or maybe there's an accident coming up.
Here we go.
It can be legal or not legal. But in the situation I was in last night,
yes.
I was reminded at how dangerous high beams can be.
Okay, now, please tell me the situation, and then let's reveal why it is that you believe that this is so dangerous.
There was a Honda Civic that was driving in front of me, and the back lights were out. And the front lights, when I went to go past this Honda Civic, the front left light was on and the right light was out.
Mm.
And I was like...
So one light for the entire car.
And I go, uh-oh, this could be one of two things. This car has obviously a malfunction and needs to be repaired.
Some sort of electrical issue.
Or it's a gang initiation.
Here we go. Anna's theory.
So am I the only one that grew up thinking that if somebody had their lights off and they were driving at night and you flashed them to tell them that they didn't have their lights on, they would follow you and they would do terrible things to you. They would injure you because that was part of a gang initiation.
Yeah,
whenever
I'm pretty
sure. Whenever I bring this up, you think I made this up in my head.
Yeah, no, I think it was part of a horror movie or something like that. I mean, here's the thing for me. Don't flash your beams at me like crazy. I was coming down the road a few weeks ago and somebody started flashing their beams at me like crazy. My wife goes, maybe there's a cop ahead. And I said, so? I pay my taxes. Like, I'm driving the regular speed limit here.
Mm.
I'm not running like a rocket ship. Don't flash your high beams at me to warn me of something that's coming up over the horizon, unless it's like a catastrophic accident or like Godzilla or King Kong is in the middle of the street.
Or maybe a tree fell or something important that you need to know about.
It seems like I would have probably some warning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if the bridge isn't out, I feel like I'll make it.
I'm just saying, if you see a car with no headlights on and they're driving in the dark, don't flash your highlights. Everybody knows that's incredibly dangerous.
Do you have any other rules? I mean, if you drive with your hazards on more than a mile, my thought is your car probably shouldn't be on the road unless you're part of a funeral procession. Like if you've got some sort of thing that you're like, I'm just going to be on the highway doing 40, your car should probably pull over.
I agree with that.